Shin Aleph Sifte Zayin. Kiteya She'enu Yochel Le'ilef Klal Al Shoykov. Person who is amputee, they cannot go on the stumps of his knees or lower legs. Ela Yoyishev Al Kisei. He sits on a chair. She'nekimim Koyman Nismach Al Yodov. When he wants to move forward, he supports himself by his hands, Al Shoykov, and also on the bottom part of his legs that still remain. V'nitchav lefonov. So Beketzer, this guy, the way he pushes him forward is by pushing forward with his hands and the stumps of his legs. V'oisis mucha shel or, oishel eitz l'roishu shoykev, or raglev hatluyim. He puts some type of support for the stumps of his leg, or for his legs that are either bent back. V'shehu nishan al yodav oike atzmoy, when he moves forward with his hands, he's also supporting partially with his legs. In this situation, this type of situation is something that it's not always on the ground. Certain times, it's dangling backwards. Aval v'kisei v'shavsham haktan shev'yodem utam leitzes. This amputee had certain things for his legs which was not always being used as a support for his legs. So anything that's not constantly being used for the support of the legs, you can't go out with, because when you're not using for the support of your legs, you may carry it. Whereas the things that were to protect his hands from getting hurt on the ground, those things, whenever he would move, he would have to have those things on his hands, and therefore it's subordinate to his hands, and it's considered like a type of malbush that he could go out with. A person who's amputated in both legs, but he walks on the stumps of his legs, different parts of the legs. So if he's going primarily on his legs, and whenever he walks, he's supporting stuff on his legs, and therefore the things he puts on his legs, and the things he puts underneath his legs, are considered also something that is necessary for his walking. It's permitted. The previous case was when the primary walking was done by his hands, and therefore the part that was connected to his legs considered carry. Continues the Rambam. Also, if he has some type of shoe which is made out of wood that cannot fall off, it's also permitted to go out with, because the chashash is that it's something you're not always using for walking on and may fall off. But this type of thing never falls off. V'chein pantanish. V'shtafim heirim v'meila, some type of house shoes that slip on and slip off fairly easily, but they still are snug on the foot, and therefore we're not concerned that they will fall off and one can walk out with them. V'eish machmirim v'oisrim. Those that are machmirim, even in this situation, because even though it's snug, but it may fall off anyway. Person should not go barefooted in Shabbos in a place that is abnormal to do that. Person should also not go out in the way he goes during the week, because it's good to have some type of dress that reminds you that it's Shabbos, so you should not come to Mechal Shabbos.